Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a little rough this morning because my daughter Julia, who's no longer a little girl anymore. Julia, remember Julia from Julia's Juice? Mm-hmm. Right here on this very radio station. Julia's Juice at 8:15, better than a tabloid magazine. Well, Julia's 23 now. Is that accurate?
She's gonna be 24.
Hold on. Just let me do the math. God, let me wrap my mind around this. It's 2025. She was born in 2001. So that means in February she turns 24 freaking years old.
That was good math.
Oh, well, come on. Thank you. Anyway, Julia has, through her life, had to have several facial cranial surgeries done because she was born with a cleft lip and palate. And she's in town. And I love the fact that she's in town for another procedure. She came in town for the holiday, but she's staying for a couple of weeks for this a procedure. And this time she needs to get, because she was born with a hole in her face. Her teeth were always kind of out of whack, obviously. Sure. And when a couple of her baby teeth went away, they never came back. So she had to get a couple dental implants. It's a procedure where in her case, at least, they had to saw some bone, and she's basically right now sitting at home in agony with screws jutting out of her gums, waiting for another couple of months till they have to put the implants in. So it's incredibly painful. And at first yesterday I was like, is it selfish of me that I'm really happy she's here and going through this because I get to take care of her again? And today I'm just like, oh my God, if I can just transfer that pain to me, because she's in, and there's nothing you can do.
No, not one thing. It doesn't matter what you say, what you do, whatever. Right. She has to go through this on her own, and it sucks. So, it sucks as a parent.
It's hard, and she's in a lot of pain, and it's very specific types of food. Obviously, soft, non-spicy foods, but you also have to remember that my beautiful angel's a vegan. So I have to make special trips. I just can't run to Wendy's for a Frosty.
Yeah.
I have to go to Plant Power for a chocolate shake. This is my job. It's funny because just yesterday, one of our coworkers, the beautiful Jen Edson, who's worked here forever, is leaving to go with her husband, who's being transferred for the military. And we were saying goodbye in the parking lot, and we were talking about her children. She's got two toddlers and how difficult it's going to be moving them across the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, but this is an amazing experience for them. I mean, good Lord, who gets to grow up where they're going to grow up and then come back and share it? And it's something that they're going to remember for the rest of their lives, even when they're older kids. And she said, oh, I'm just dreading that because they're not going to need me then. And I'm looking at Julia yesterday and last night and this morning thinking, oh, they're going to need you still, Jen.
They do. Even if you're on the outs, they always come back.
I just wish I was something I could do for her pain right now. There's nothing. I mean, it's not like go take a bath or, you know, it's to go take some Motrin and we'll watch Abbott Elementary together.
She doesn't have any good pain pills?
She does, but she doesn't like taking them.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it affects you. I told her that yesterday.
You know, and especially if you have to get ahead of the pain, because once you let it come through, it's difficult to get
her doctor would say you're taking those pain meds. Mm-hmm. Her body sometimes says, why are you taking these pain? You know, internally stuff.
Yeah.
Your body reacts differently to them.
Mm-hmm. John, if you remember, remember when your girls were teenagers and they were being particularly difficult and you were like, why are they like this? And I told you, I said, they'll come back around and see, now they need daddy. And that's what she needs, is she needs daddy this week. And that's a lovely feeling.
And I will say this, it was pretty darn lovely yesterday when her older sister, my oldest daughter, Abby, came with Roger the puppy and the four of us just hung out as a family. And I was like, yeah, this is, it sucks having your daughter in pain, but it was also pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.